Alexandria, Louisiana. We're preaching and teaching the Word of God on a regular basis. Join us now as we enter into our service already in progress.
Because of who you are. You are the Alpha, the Omega. You are the first as well as the last. You are the beginning as well as the end. You sanctioned, you declared, and you decreed all things. And so now, Father, we stand before your holy presence at this anointed and this appointed hour, this anointed and appointed time. We kneel before your presence because you are an awesome God. Speak now through your servant, that your servant may share your word for such a time as this. Now, Father, we pray by your power, your grace, as well as your provision, that you would now breathe on me. Fill me now, Lord God, with spirit anew, that I may say what you've anointed me to say and do what you've anointed me to do. We glorify you in the highest, for truly you are worthy to be praised. It is in Jesus' name and for his sake we ask it all. And all of God's children said amen. Giving honor to God, Reverend Weston, to Reverend Cotton, to you, the Antioch family, to those that are listening by Radio Paradise Ministry, to those that are watching as we stream live, we greet you once again. In the blessed name of our Lord and blessed Savior, Jesus Christ. I must admit today that I'm disturbed, shaken to my very core. And I've been feeling that way for the last several days because of what we've experienced. And I had to have a talk with the Lord because I know the Lord has an answer to everything. But he said, I'm with you. In spite of the complexity, the situation, the circumstances that we are now facing. He said, but my word will stand. Even in the midst of the trials, the tribulation, the injustices that we see. He said, my word will stand. And so, I had my talk with the Lord. And the Lord says, it will all be fine. Continue to fight the good fight of faith, not with hands, not with weapons, but with my word. For my word is your shield and your banner and your weapon. And so I thank the Lord for embracing a generation of people who look to you in times like these. Share a word, Lord, for your people that they shall feel refreshed and know that you are God. And that's why we preach, because of what we believe. If you have your Bibles, there's a word from the Lord that is taken from Psalms 1, verses 1 and 2. And it's on our screen where we find these words. It says, "Blessed is the man that walketh not in the counsel of the ungodly, nor standeth in the way of sinners, nor sitteth in the seat of the scornful. But his delight is in the law of the Lord, and in his law does he meditate day and night." Thank you. You may be seated. I want to use our blessing, a word this morning as a topic. Count your blessing. Count your blessings. I need your prayers this morning because I feel an anointing. I feel the very presence of God's word active, alive, shaking the very core of a nation, shaking the very core of a people. I need your prayers that self would be moved out of the way and the manifestation of the Holy Spirit be manifested upon this plate, because God has promised us something, that his word is about to be kept. I need your prayers, because God is moving on the hearts and the conscience of a nation, but he's moving in the hearts and the conscience of a people. And so I want to talk a little bit about count your blessing. Because counting our blessings is personal. And if we count our blessing, we don't have to look at no one else. We just look at what God has done for us. This morning, when we think about our blessing, a blessing is favor or gift bestowed by God. God is the one who blesses us. And as I thought about blessings, I began to understand how God has given us that. But even though we are undeserving, everything I have, when I look around my house and I see all that I possess, Sister Samantha and I talk about it, it's only important to me right now, but one day I'll be gone and everything that I have, somebody will box up and throw it away. So I'm counting my blessing and I'm thanking the Lord for what he has given me right now. Because I know what the Lord has given to me is undeserving. Because all of us are sinners saved by God's grace and God's mercy. And God's blessings is centered on his love, his agape love. And if we think about his love, he did it for us. As I think about the people, all of the people in the world, I can see that we as a nation live in a country which is affluent, a nation that is prosperous, and a nation that is abundantly blessed. We are told that America holds a disproportionate of global wealth, approximately 27% of the net worth and energy consumption, with only 5% of the population. You can't tell me we're not blessed. Surveys show data, 61% of Americans believe God has uniquely blessed the United States. For God has truly blessed America, but in being blessed, we as a nation must be a blessing. Not take food out of the place of people in third world country, in African country, where our children are starving simply because we want to give money to people who don't even need it. People are dying in third world countries because we no longer want to send medicine there, but we want to give money to people who don't even want to use it. There's something systemically wrong with a nation that have turned away who said, in God we trust. My brothers and sisters, in my missionary work in South America, in my missionary work to Kingston, Jamaica, and in my missionary work in Rome, Italy, I have seen both poverty, black water, but I've also seen the affluent lifestyle in Rome, Italy as well. I've seen people starving and hungry, fighting for a dollar, and I've seen people in Mercedes-Benz dealership and in Mercedes-Benz businesses walking around with no care in the world. My brothers and sisters, as I think about that, I think about God watching over every man. But in 2 Corinthians 8 and 9, it states, for you know the grace of our Lord Jesus Christ, that though he was rich, yet for your sake he became poor, that you, through his poverty, might become rich. What does this mean? It means Jesus justified his heaven. Jesus justified his heavenly glory to live and die in poverty. Or he sacrificed, I'm sorry, in his heavenly glory to live and to die in poverty, gifting believers spiritual wealth, forgiveness, grace, and eternal life as the ultimate example of sacrificial giving. It was God who would give the world a love gift for whosoever would receive him as Lord and Savior. And this is why we could count our blessings. In that first verse, it states, blessed is the man who walked not in the counsel of the ungodly, nor standeth in the way of the sinners, nor sit in the seat of the scornful. God has given us a roadmap to receive many blessings. The question is, are we following the directions of the roadmap? As I think about that word blessing, the first thing that comes to my mind is the many times I hear someone offer a blessing when someone sneezes. It doesn't matter if you know the person or not. If the person sneezes, we always say, bless you. But Jesus says, when I was hungry, you fed me not. When I was naked, did you clothe me? When did we do it? When you did it to the least of them.
Thank you for listening to Paradise Ministry. If anything said today was encouraging to you, consider supporting the ministry by sending your tax-deductible love gift to the Antioch Missionary Baptist Church, 2308 Houston Street, Alexandria, Louisiana, 71301. Attention Media Ministry. Until next time, God bless you and keep you.
All right, ladies and gents, it's birthday time. These are the people who are celebrating another trip around the sun, and we recognize them, and let's have a piece of cake with them. Here we go. Happy birthday, Yolanda Rhodes. Veronica Davis Reyes, Courtney Harrell, Rhonda Yeboa, Manny Bro, Tamara May, Lolita Rogers Wright, James Oliver, Victor Howard, Jency Blackman, Fred James, and Sturro Brown, and everyone around the globe who celebrates a birthday today. May you live.